If you just tuned in to Classical WMUK, we are talking to Pauly Cohen, a local artist who's just released an album he wrote, played on, sang on, mixed and produced himself called The Centenary. That was Forgot to Call. And I just can't believe you did this all in these stolen moments in the basement, you know. Bringing all these songs together. You're a dad, you're a partner, you also have a full-time job at Western Michigan University, you're a Bronco, and you were struggling, you had struggling with treatment for lymphoma. So, yeah. Wow, I wish I could shake your hand through this glass.
I wish you could too. Yeah, I had a coworker say to me the other day, like, wow, Pauly, like, you just like fit like 5 years of life into 1 year. And I was like, well, I paid the price, you know. I'm a little tired from it.
Well, that reminds me, yeah. Listeners can pay whatever price they want the album when they go to Bandcamp, or first visit paulycohen.com, which has the links. That's Pauly with an I-E. Cohen is C-O-H-E-N. So you decided to make this a pay what you want offering.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I never anticipated sharing this, period. You know, it was an exercise to see if I could write this project. And then I think as I started working out some of the melodies and the tunes, and my kids started singing along with me, or, you know, my daughter would walk up and say, Dada, play the, you know, whichever tune it is. And I felt like, oh, these, you know, like they're getting attached to this. Right. And I just, you know, again, like I'm coming back to this legacy conversation. Like it was, I just realized, like, okay, so my kids, my family, you know, this will be fun for people who know me to listen to. And then I think the very last wave, right before I released the album, I had several people reach out and like, Pauly, you need to be thinking bigger. Like, this isn't just an album for your friends. Like, who are you talking to? Have you shared this with the media? Do you have a press kit? Are you going to tour? Are you going to try and do any of this? And I thought, like, man, like, I'm just working hard to get this out. You know, I didn't really, and I should have been thinking bigger. Like, I work in marketing. Right? Like, I'm embarrassed, but
it's your job.
It's my job. I'm just not good at self-promotion. So you know, monetizing it was never even on my mind. I had a different friend who was trying to start a GoFundMe for quite a while, and he recommended, he's like, well, if you're not going to do a GoFundMe, he's like, why don't you sell your album? And I thought, like, well, that's not a bad idea, you know? And so, yeah, I because monetizing it feels really weird, and because I want anybody to listen to it who wants to listen to it, I put it up for free. And then, yeah, if anybody wants to contribute to my art or contribute to my, you know, I have my out-of-pocket maximums covered for the year based on my sales already. You know, this isn't a dire medical conversation, a GoFundMe conversation, but you know, I do think any additional contributions, I just want to pump back into the project, right? Like that'll help me buy CDs, or that will help me buy tapes, or that'll help me, you know, take the next steps. And where I can capitalize the project a little bit and have fun with it
and submit to some you know, publications that maybe give out, like, is it the Jammies? The Jammy Awards every year.
WYC up north.
Yeah. I think you should definitely submit.
Yeah, I think I should too. Thank you for that extra push.
Pauly Cohen is my guest. We have one more song to share with you, our listeners. But I just wanted to circle back to the part of the album that actually is hardest for me to talk about, because I get a little lost quickly, because every song is based, is from the point of view of a character in an 80s movie. And so there's a puzzle scenario to this. And I've never been much of a lyric. I never hear lyrics the first time.
Yeah.
I would have to go back and like try to write it out and find the clues. You said something about Easter eggs, and that too needed explanation on my part.
Yeah.
Perhaps you could explain it for anyone else.
Yeah, well, I think we were just talking about this off air. I believe it was born out of the video game industry, right? That there's these little secrets and these little clues. So for me, you know, lyrically, because I made the rule for myself that all the choruses had to be a direct quote from the character in the movie, you know, what I tried to do is I tried to I try to keep it abstract enough to where any casual listener can just go in and form whatever relationship with the song that they want to. You know, like, music's really subjective. You know, I didn't want E.T. is not on my record. So I've been using this as an example. Like, I didn't want anybody to listen to a track and immediately think, like, that's Elliot, that's E.T. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I wanted to make people kind of earn it a little bit and work a little bit harder.
Right.
And so those Easter eggs, you know, there's a few of the tracks have other characters' names from the movies, of like who they interact with, or you know, one of the I Want to Talk to You, you know, like one of the lines is I heard you call him Daniel, right? So that would be an Easter egg.
That's a clue.
Like, okay, so why, like, who's Daniel?
Yeah. So
the lyrics are all uploaded at Bandcamp, which you can find from polycohen.com.
And, thank you.
Yep. So those are all there. And then there's also I've made a quiz that is on my website, which after you listen to it a couple times, you know, I recommend like at least 70 to 80 times to listen to it right off the bat and get to know the characters, get to know the lyrics, and then you can go in and test your knowledge. And I have not had anybody get 100% score yet. So
are you some kind of expert on 80s movies? Do you
no,
consider yourself?
No, not at all. Not at all. It was, you know, I think where it came from, and I wrote this in the story on my site, like not knowing how to write a song and not really knowing what a great inspirational prompt was, I had this idea like, well, why don't I sing from a character in a movie? And then I promptly turned that into like, well, that could be a whole album. And like, well, why don't I make a concept album and make all these themes and these, you know, endless, you know, no gaps. And so I ended up putting it into 80s movies because I'm, you know, I grew up on 80s movies and, you know, I picked these 10 films that I watched as a kid, you know, like resonant for me in that decade, and then applied a proprietary secret to determine which character I was going to sing from. And then I told myself, like, you can't change it. You pick the movies, you apply this rule, it's going to give you a character, you have to write from them no matter what. And that was the hard part because, you know, some of these characters had all kinds of lines. Some of these characters didn't hardly talk. And
he went back and watched them all.
And yeah, I mean, talk about a perfect project when you're on chemo, right? Like, like for me, I was like warming up Hot Pockets in the microwave and getting popcorn in a TV tray and just sitting down and watching movies I watched when I was six. So yeah, I was just trying to channel my younger Paulie and just live through it. Like, live through his eyes vicariously again.
Were your kids okay with you spending time? Did you always do it in the off hours? I mean, from the point of view yeah. of your family, what did this year look like when they looked at you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I appreciate that. And I wrote too. Like, I felt pretty guilty a lot of the time. Like, I felt like a pretty selfish project. And you know, I mean, I think again, like knowing that I had this scary diagnosis, and you know, there's all this pandemic scary stuff happening, and you know, like I remember thinking to myself, like, man, like if you've got limited minutes, hours, days left, are you going to look back at this and think like, why were you in your basement trying to write a middle school dance ballad from the 80s? Like, why is that important to you right now? And so, you know, there were times when I would kind of give myself that check, and I would hang up my headphones and I'd walk upstairs and play with the family. And then there were also times when I just, you know, it was, well, coming back to your actual question, a lot of this record was written at 3-4 in the morning and recorded. One of the things that I was sharing with you off air, Kara, was the, you know, almost all the guitar amps, all the synths, they're all, you know, I never mic'd up a guitar cabinet. You know, I used some amp simulators in the recording software because then I could cut a guitar solo at 3 a.m. while my kids were sleeping.
Gosh, you gained so much skill in your life as a musician to be able to do something like that.
The software helps, you know, that's sweet of you to say, but I will say that I took a lot of shortcuts. But
can't hear him. I am
very, I am very proud of it.
It's and clean, well balanced, yeah. Beautifully played and sung. Yeah.
Thank you so much. You know, I think I think, you know, kind of coming back because we have talked about, you know, the scary parts of my diagnosis, a thing that I do want to say through everything and through this project specifically, you know, if I were to compress this last year into a bite-sized chunk, almost all of it for me has been love and gratitude and light and excitement. You know, like I, you know, it's hard not to think about the scary stuff or tell that as part of the story. But, you know, like for me being able to, you know, of course the pandemic put a lot of distance between us and everybody that we loved. Right. You know, I mean, I think everybody experienced that, but I also think that I worked really hard to stay connected with people. You know, I'd go for a walk every day and I'd call my friends and I'd talk with people and, you know, I'd tell them about this project. And, you know, it's, you know, the whole process for me, again, I'm going to sound delusional again, but the, like, this has been one of the best years of my life. You know, I had all this time with my kids and with my wife, and I missed everybody, of course, that we didn't get to see, but I also got to crank out this kind of bucket list kind of project for me. And, you know, through the whole process, it just has been, it's been fun to have a new lens to look through the world with, right? And none of us really know how we're going to face adversity until it smacks us in the face. And I think, you know, had anybody asked me a couple of years ago, like, Polly, what do you think you'd do if you got a cancer diagnosis? And, you know, I think what I'd say is, oh, I'd lay down and cry in bed. Yeah. You know, like, I'm going to watch Netflix and I'm going to just disappear. And I, you know, like, I'm proud that that didn't happen. You know, I'm proud that I turned to art, and I'm proud that I turned to something that other people can enjoy. And I think circling back to what you asked about, you know, my kids and their excitement or about when I disappeared, or, you know, was I too involved in the project and not involved enough in my family? Probably, you know,
I was probably wondering if they were willing to share, yeah, you know, if they knew that what you were doing was important to you.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's cool is, you know, my daughter's so sweet. If any of you go to my website, you can see, there's a Channel 3 news bit where my daughter sings with me, you know, and she's just adorable and just full of sunshine. And, you know, like if we're ever going somewhere, we hop in the car to go for a hike or go anywhere. One of the first things she's like, hey, can we listen to Dada's music? And and so, you know, the music has been a little bit of the soundtrack to our pandemic, you know,
yeah.
You know, like when I would upload new versions or I'd offload them and put them on my phone, see how it sounded in my car stereo. And so, you know, my kids have heard this record more than anybody. So, you know, I think it's fun from that perspective.
Well, we just have a minute or so before we leave with one more song from The Centenary. And here's where I should ask you. I've been saying the title of the album, The Centenary, this whole time, but it's not a word I'm familiar with. S-E-N-A-R-Y. Where'd you come up with that?
Well, that's another Easter egg.
Is it?
Yep. And there is... well, since we're on NPR and since we're, you know, there probably are some puzzle masters listening. there is a proprietary secret that unites all of these characters across the 10 tracks. And the Centenary is an Easter egg.
That's a clue.
That's a clue. you don't have to Google it. I can tell you it means six. But I was looking for what really encapsulated the project from a title perspective, and figured, like, okay, that's the common denominator, was my little secret to the project. So when I found that word, it's a pretty obsolete and a word that isn't used very often. And so I thought, like, there's a fun little clue. And then the marketer may realize too, like, well, if you Google the Centenary a couple months from now, it should be the top hit because nobody uses that word.
So, it's all your own.
Yeah, hopefully I can squat on that Centenary.
Well, Polly, I've been sending people to your website, pollycohen.com. Where else can they follow you?
The website's a great spot. I did just recently set up some musician pages on Facebook and Instagram, which is polly.cohen.music. On each of those, you know, I had somebody tweet me the other day at Polycon, and I kind of giggled because I just haven't really been in that space at all. But my site is first and foremost polycohen.com, as we said. Excellent. is where I'm keeping up on everything. There is I've got links there for the quiz and for the background story where you can download it. I have all the press links of the different outlets that have picked up my story, and it's just a fun way to get your eyes and ears on the project as a whole.
Well, I wanted to end with a song that kind of makes you want to dance. It's called Just Leave Him Alone. Yeah. Anything else to say about that one?
Well, we are on the classical radio station, right? So so everybody who's really into classical music, you might want to turn down Just a Scotch.
I already turned it down.
Are we going to play the whole track? Or are we going to go for the full dance sequence at the end?
We just might.
Yeah, there's a dance sequence at the end of this one. So, yeah.
Thanks so much, Polly.
Yeah, thank you, Kara. Connection feels right. It happened such a weird night. I got a sudden when I asked you something strange. Hair, affection is real. I feel the way that you feel. I guess it's crazy that my heart couldn't make this change. Yeah, reflection seems true.
You just